Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First this morning, as we've been hearing in the news bulletin, the Taoiseach Simon Harris has condemned those attacks on Gardaí during a protest at a site earmarked to accommodate international protection applicants in County Wicklow last night. The Garda Commissioner Drew Harris visited the site in Newtown Mount Kennedy a little earlier and described last night's protests as unacceptable. He also confirmed that six people have been charged and will be before the courts later today. Three Garda cars were also damaged in the incident. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, has in the past few minutes said that while peaceful protest is a right we all value, we will not tolerate vandalism and attacks on Gardaí. Well, for more, I'm joined by Irene Winters, Fine Gael councillor on Wicklow County Council, and Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times. Irene Winters, to you first, what's your reaction to what happened in Newtown last night?
I think it's terrible, and I mean, I am shocked, and I'm sorry for the guards, I'm sorry for the security staff, I'm sorry for the people that were having a peaceful protest that it has turned to this. You know, it's dreadful, and we can't allow guards to be attacked and guard vehicles to be attacked and for people to think that that's acceptable. It's not.
So you are saying that there are people there, and we know that these protests have been going on now for 6 weeks, but the people who were initially there, you say you feel sorry for them. Can you explain why?
I do, because that started off as an extremely peaceful and dignified protest where they were just simply saying, look, this is not a suitable location. We don't want people living in tents, you know, in our community, because it doesn't bode well for the community to have that type of accommodation. We need proper accommodation if we're going to have asylum seekers, and that they always felt that the site was completely unsuitable. And it's now been joined by additional people who I think have a different agenda and a different type of protest, and the two have been muddied together.
So people who are not from the area, you're saying, have joined that protest?
Yes, and there are some people from the area who would, you know, maybe not want it to be as peaceful, but the original protest was completely dignified and peaceful.
And those concerns that you outlined there around the use of the site, do you share those concerns?
I do, and not just for Newtown. I just think that tents are a terrible way to go, and I realise we have an emergency, but I do believe that we have unused office space, we have unused warehousing, we have so many unused buildings still in the country, and I think that people should be put somewhere where there is a structure around them, where there is some amenity space, or where they can at least sit down and gather, watch TV, whatever it is. But to put people into tents is to ask them to wander the streets, really, and I just think it's unacceptable.
Well, we have been told that this is an emergency situation. The number of people seeking international protection in the first 3 months of this year has risen by 2,000 in comparison to last year. So are you saying that they shouldn't be used even as a temporary measure? Because on the other side of this, we know that there are people living in tents on Mound Street.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be. I mean, we do have an awful lot of unused office accommodation. All you have to do is look at the papers and see the amount, or drive around Dublin, drive around anywhere in the country. There is unused office space which would have proper toilet and sanitation and everything, which would have been used by office workers. And we have actual buildings that have been unused. And until every unused building is occupied, that's when we should be going to tents.
Are you concerned now at what's going to happen next in your area? I mean, this is Wicklow, this is happening on your doorstep. Where does this go from here?
Yeah, I really am. And I'm concerned that people will be so upset and afraid. It brings a level of fear to it. I mean, there was always apprehension about what would happen if you move in 160 people into an area without giving them any facilities. But now that we have this additional tension with it, yeah, I am afraid, and I think people will be rightly afraid that this will boil over into something that nobody wants.
All right, Irene Winters, Fine Gael councillor, thank you for joining us. As I said, Conor Gallagher is with us, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times. Conor, I want to come first to those comments we've had coming in from the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, who's at the site in Newtown Mount Kennedy this morning. He has specifically described this protest as unacceptable. Do you see that as part of a change in tone from the Gardaí?
Well, I suppose He has described previous violent incidents as unacceptable and has always been quite forceful in that. But what has changed is, I suppose, the Garda response on the ground to a certain extent. So the Commissioner said on several occasions last year, you know, that the best approach to these type of things was a subtle approach, not to escalate the situation, to avoid making arrests if you can avoid it, because that kind of tends to increase tensions and sometimes make martyrs out of anti-immigration campaigners. But, and I'm not saying Gardaí escalated the situation yesterday or went out of the way to do it, but there has been certainly a shift in tactics on the ground. Gardaí are now being a bit more proactive. They are more willing to clear a site to stop more people arriving. They are more willing to intervene early and to try and arrest who they might see as the troublemakers. And that has come down from the top, and that is a general shift in the tone in how these incidents are being policed in recent months.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at the comments which are coming in from Drew Harris. He described the damage that was done to a Garda car. Both front window and the rear window have been smashed with an axe, not a hatchet, a full-size axe. Also then we've had another vehicle, the lights broken, the public order vehicle with its tyres slashed. He went on to say, there were attempts to injure members of An Garda Síochána. Rubble and stones were thrown from fields. Members had to deploy in protective public order equipment and shields to make sure that they could protect themselves from the assaults upon them. I mean, even the fact that he's there at the site this morning sends a message, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I'm not sure it's unprecedented, but there have unfortunately been similar incidents in the past, and you know the minister has, or the commissioner hasn't visited. So I think he's there to show solidarity with the Gardaí on the ground. Gardaí, I've been speaking to this morning, feel pretty aggrieved by the way they're being presented online. They say there's a lot of misinformation online, a lot of edited videos to make Gardaí look like the aggressors, which edit out the parts where elements, and I stress elements, not the whole crowd, were taking violent action against the Gardaí, including rushing the Garda line. So I think the Commissioner is there to show his solidarity with the frontline members. And it comes shortly after the Garda Representative Association conference just this week, where some of those members were expressing concern that they don't feel supported by the legislation in relation to public order incidents like this and concerns about equipment. So the Commissioner is obviously trying to take a proactive approach here.
Mm-hmm. We heard last night that incapacitant spray was used. Is that pepper spray, Conor, or is it something stronger?
No, that's what's colloquially known as pepper spray. So the all Gardaí, all frontline Gardaí, have been issued with pepper spray, I think going back at least 5 years. Public order units actually get a stronger version of the pepper spray, which is in a much bigger canister. And you would have seen that being used last night. And several people got pepper spray in their eyes. That was used, at least in one incident, when there was a clash between the Lions Gardaí tried to drive the line of protesters back off the private property. The protesters rushed forward and there was pretty violent clashes there. And Gardaí used the pepper spray and sprayed it in a relatively wide arc to disperse the protesters. And it seems to have been successful in that. But what has changed in since the Dublin riots specifically is they've issued a new, stronger type of pepper spray to all frontline Gardaí. So basically all frontline Gardaí get the public order version of the pepper spray. That has been deployed on several occasions since and is much more effective, shall we say, at incapacitating aggressors.
Mm-hmm. We had heard that the Garda response to these types of protests was very measured so as not to result in more protests happening and more violent protests happening. The guards who you've spoken to in the last number of hours, are they concerned about what the response might be to this?
I think that concern has been building for a long time, certainly since the Dublin riots and possibly beforehand. It did seem like we had kind of a reprieve, certainly in terms of violent protests. Now, there have been protests at proposed immigration centres, but they've been relatively free of violent tension. But it does seem like we're kind of going down back down that dark road of violent confrontation between Gardaí and protesters. This will inflame tensions. There's already a lot of misinformation being spread online, a lot of propaganda being spread online, particularly by kind of far-right anti-immigration accounts who were instrumental in stirring up tensions there yesterday and getting more protesters down. I think it's fair to say that Gardaí are worried it is going to get worse before mm-hmm. it gets better.
Well, RTE reporter Eleanor Burnhill is still filing lines from what Commissioner Harris is saying there at Newtown Mount Kennedy this morning, and I'll just bring you more of it. So he was talking about the people who had arrived overnight to carry out work on the site. He said the work has commenced and we're going to make sure that the workers are protected to make sure that that work can finish. So this is the preparatory work that's being done on the site to make sure that the asylum seekers can move in. And he's saying that the guard, the job there is to make sure that they can go about their legitimate business. So all eyes really will be on this site from here on for the foreseeable.
That's right. And you have to imagine that the protesters, both, you know, those kind of strictly non-violent peaceful protesters that Councillor Winters was talking about there, and some of the more extreme protesters who are involved in the clashes with Gardaí are going to be there again today. Indeed, there's already calls going out for people to mobilise and for protests both out there in the city centre. So it really could be a flashpoint over the weekend, particularly if the weather is good, which is often one of the catalysts for clashes. So the Gardaí, I imagine, will have lots of reinforcements down there. Unfortunately, even the sight of Gardaí, particularly in riot gear, full riot gear, can also inflame tensions. So it's a really, really tough situation to police.
Conor, thank you very much for talking us through it. Conor Gallagher there from the Irish Times.